Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Manna Podcast. Let's just enter the Lord, start before the Lord in prayer this morning and say, Lord, thank you, God, that you are faithful and true. God, that you are steadfast and patient. Lord, that your loving kindness is just more than we can even fathom. And so, Lord, as we open your word this morning for just a few moments, I pray, Lord, that you would touch our hearts in special ways, Lord, that each one of us would know your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. So let me ask you a question starting off this morning. Have you ever just spent some time in prayer and just meditation, for lack of a better word, and thinking about God, thinking about his character, about his nature, of who he is, of how he loves us, and all of those things? You know, the word says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So as we search out scripture, we see the character and nature of God and the things that he does, and we begin to understand him more and more. But then the second part of that question is, have you ever spent that same time meditating on what God thinks of you? How does God view you? Now, we know through studying the scripture that he views us entirely different than what we probably think he views us as itself. I grew up with a religious background, and my view of God before coming to Jesus was that there was a God that was waiting at any moment to smash me with his thumb and destroy everything because I had messed up. That is not the God that we know. But we're going to continue this morning in the book of Hosea, and it speaks so much of the Lord's character and who he is and his love for his people Israel, but we can also glean that for us because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, I'm going through a phase where I'm trying to make some difficult decisions about some things in my life. And one of my counselors said something very interesting this week to me. She said, John, go before the Lord, worship, pray, and worship some more. And then you will know his presence, and the Holy Spirit would be allowed to come in and to speak to you. And so I just imagine, as we've been through the book of Hosea, we've seen the history, the time frame that it's been written in. We've seen God's calling upon Hosea, and this is a difficult calling. This is a major decision for Hosea. Go and take a wife of whoredom, and she will bear you children of whoredom. I mean, can you imagine the decision that Hosea was going through? But here's the thing. God's word says that obedience is better than sacrifice. And I know that to be true in my own life, that when we walk in obedience, we see God move in certain ways. I have a friend of mine that the Lord has been telling to do some things in her life that relate to her past. And she is committed to obeying the Lord, yet it's very difficult in the things that she's doing. But she has seen as obedience comes into play, she gets peace by peace. And that can be spelled either way, P-E-A-S-C-E or P-E-A-C-E or peace as in little bits. So let's begin at verse 6, okay? She conceived again and bore a daughter, and the Lord said to him, call her name No Mercy, for I will no more have mercy on the house of Israel to forgive them at all. Now that's the God that doesn't sound like that wants to put his thumb down on them. No mercy. I will have no more mercy on them. I won't forgive them at all. Wow, that's harsh. But as we see, he goes on and says, he goes on in verse 7 and says, but I will have mercy on the house of Judah. I will save them by the Lord their God. I will not save them by bow or word or by bow or sword or by war or by horses or by horsemen. So we think of being saved as they're going to come in and conquer the northern tribe of Israel with armies. He's not going to save Judah with armies. He's going to save them differently. And then he goes on in verse 8 and says, and when she weaned no mercy, she conceived and bore a son. And the Lord said, call his name not my people, for you are not my people, and I am not your God. Has God turned his back on the nation of Israel? Not that day, not today. People think that he is done with the nation of Israel. That's just not so. He says, I am not your God. But remember, we're looking at a picture of Hosea being a picture of God, his unfaithful wife, the nation of Israel. But here's the key to all of this in verse 10. Yet. Some of your translations might say, but. The number of the children of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, it shall be said to them, children of the living God. So I said this, but in that place, I'm not giving up on you. I know that in your future that you will indeed be called children of the living God. You are my people. It's coming. I love it when the Bible says, but or yet. But it says, and the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together, and they shall appoint for themselves one head, and they shall go up from the land, and great shall be the day of Jezreel. Remember last time Jezreel was the conquering of the nation of Israel. That was the name of the first son. But great shall be the day of the nation. They will all be united again. They will all come under one head. God will have his way with his people, with you, with me, no matter what it takes. He loves us not to give up on us. That is his character. That is his nature. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus our Lord. And we know that that day is coming, so we stay faithful in obedience to the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, thank you, God, for just your word, for the understanding of who you are, your character, your nature. That, Lord, you love us with an everlasting love, Lord. And you say we cannot be snatched out of your hand. And so, God, we just rely on your precious promises, knowing that you love us. And as we go about our day, may that peace that passes understanding just fill our hearts to overflowing, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.